Just ahead on the Channel 2 News at 5. Don't mean to offend you, but are you a blogger?
I beg your pardon. I resemble that. We'll tell you just what it is and how you can find out.
And if you're a frustrated writer, do what thousands have already done. Become a blogger.
Not a jogger, a blogger. Blogs is a computer speak for weblogs. Eric Matthews looked into this new phenomenon.
To learn about blogs, you may want to head to HawaiiStories.com. That's just one of the sites peopled by storytellers, folks just like you who have something they want to share with the world. But beware, once you blog, anyone can see it.
It's an obscure little web page. No one's going to see it, so I can write anything I want about my boss. And, you know, inevitability and Google comes in, and finally your boss finds out what you've been posting for the last year.
Ryan has been an internet guy since the early days. His website focuses on Hawaii, but people make contributions from all over the world.
There's something very special about Hawaii, and one thing that we found with Hawaii Stories is that people who leave really miss the food. So one of the most common topics that'll come up is, hey, you know, they still make those, they still make that. The Hilo Saloon Pilot Crackers, when that story broke, there was just people from all over, not just here, but people who had moved to the East Coast saying, oh, you know, they're gone, I miss them.
The writing is not all frivolous. Blogging can be therapeutic, as in the case of young Kahealani Andrejanal, who was murdered in December of last year.
And it was interesting in the tragedy of Kahealani that people kind of sought out a place to say what they felt. You know, it's a way to have that kind of lunchroom conversation, but from anywhere. You can, you know, be in Tucson, but still be talking as if you're, you know, admitted.
If you're interested in becoming a blogger, starting your own weblog, go to HawaiiStories.com to find out how.
At one point, everything was the internet, everything was business, and all of these companies disappeared and went out of business. And from the business standpoint, you see this great vacuum. But I think from the individual personal standpoint, you know, people are rushing in to fill that void as independent voices, as individual voices.
And wouldn't it be fun to tell your friends you're busy blogging? Kirk Matthews, Channel 2 News.
Well, let's hope your opinion doesn't change after you lay it out there.